And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Friday, April 23rd, 2021. Today in the news, the stage is set for both gold and silver's rip your face off rally, powered by the miners, reports Monica Kingsley at FX Street. Today's gold chart is as bullish as it gets. Miners are leading, and treasury yields aren't a headwind any longer for now. Naturally, I'm standing by the call of decoupling from nominal yields getting more pronounced, and by increasingly lower dollar values powering precious metals higher, especially in the second half of the year. Well, the Biden administration and congressional Democrats' $2.7 trillion, quote, infrastructure plan is deeply concerning, reports Wall Street Journal. The Biden plan broadens the definition of infrastructure to include more than $2 trillion in funding for things like the National Science Foundation, long-term care, corporate child care, electric car companies. Now, some are worthy causes, but they don't belong in an infrastructure bill, they write. The Biden administration claims that it wants the U.S. to be more competitive, yet its tax increases would do the opposite. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office shows that workers will bear most of the burden of higher rates in the form of lower wages and lost jobs. Well, something strange is happening to the exhausted type A millennial workers of America, reports DNews. They're flipping the carefully arranged chessboards of their lives and deciding to risk it all. They are emboldened by rising vaccination rates and a recovering job market. If this movement has a rallying call, it's YOLO, You Only Live Once, as an acronym popularized by the rapper Drake a decade ago and deployed by cheerful risk takers ever since. Individual YOLO decisions can be chalked up to many factors: cabin fever, low interest rates, the emergence of new get-rich-quick schemes like NFTs and meme stocks. Generally, by the time you are real, most of your hair has been loved off, writes Marjorie Williams Bianco in The Velveteen Rabbit. Now, as a bald guy in his 60s, I can relate, writes Chip Conley, founder of Modern Elder Academy. Of course, with or without hair, it's easy to feel shabby and worn out as you get older. Fortunately, with receding hairlines and aging bodies comes perspective and the wisdom to know how beautiful life can be when we stop inhabiting the playing field of youth and our bodies. How wonderful it is to finally, at long last, venture into the timeless and perfect world of the heart and soul. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.